far out, man. It's time for another episode of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Radio Show. This time, it's my favorite monkey, Peter Tork.
It goes exactly like this. Well, I married a wife in the month of June, married her up by the light of the moon. We lived down on Cripple Creek, we've been down there about a week. I'm a going on a couple week, I'm going on a run, going on a couple great to have some fun. Going on a couple week, I'm going on a run, going on a couple great to have some fun. A couple Greek girls are about half grown. Jump on a man like a dog on a bone. Roll my pants up to my knees. Cross old Cripple Creek when I please. I'm a going down to Cripple Creek. I'm going on a run. Going down to Cripple Creek to have some fun. Going down to Cripple Creek. I'm going on a run. Going down to Cripple Creek to have some fun. I'm going up the Cripple Creek, I'm going on a run. I'm going up the Cripple Creek to have some fun. I'm going up the Cripple Creek, I'm going on a run. Going up the Cripple Creek to have some fun. Thank you!
Did you ever step in a water pipe, fall to the bottom of the water system? And there did you meet a little alligator who answered to the name of Alvin? If you did, he's mine. I lost him. I threw my Alvin down the water pipe, down to the bottom of the water system, because he was getting too big for his britches. But now I'm getting lonely since he's gone. I miss him.
I'm Missy Mars.
And I'm Mr. Zero.
You just heard the song, Long Title, from my favorite album, Head, in December of 1968. I saw the Monkees in August 97 at the State Theater in Minneapolis.
You just heard Cripple Creek Live from August of 1967 when the Monkees were on their USA summer tour. He was born Peter Halston Torkelson in Washington, D.C. on February 13th, 1942. He went to college here in Northfield at Carleton College from 1960 to 1963. where he was a college radio DJ there. He also made a 10-minute film called The Love Potion. You can check that out on YouTube. Sometime in 1964, he moved to New York City and was briefly a member of the Mugwumps, which contained members of the Mamas and Papas and the Lovin' Spoonful.
For more information on Peter Tork, go to rosevillepatch.com. And to hear past episodes on MrZeros.com/podcast.
Right now we're going to play Peter's only vinyl releases, a 45 single from February of 1981, I'm Not Your Steppin' Stone, backed with Higher and Higher, followed by the Smithsonian Various record from January of 1982, I Truly Understand.
stood side by side, you swore you'd love no one but me, and be no other man's bride, my dear, be no other man's bride. And I truly understand that you love another man, and your heart shall no longer be mine.
In 1965, Peter moved to Hollywood with one Stephen Stills, and then in September of 1965, he became a member of the Monkees until December of 1968. It was Peter that starred in the episode number 52 from February of 1968, The Devil and Peter Tork, where Tork accidentally sold his soul to Mr. Zero for the ability to play the harp. Yes, folks, that's where we took the name from, episode number 52. Devil and Peter Tork. Coming up now from Peter Tork's first ever solo CD and cassette from summer of 1994. I got to see him play both of these songs in Chicago in August of 1988. The song's Miracle, followed by You Get What You Pay For.
Did I hear you say that you praying? Were you asking God to send the perfect Romeo? Can you pay the price for instant satisfaction? Or can you wait for love to grow? Is it a miracle? You were looking for a miracle. Did I hear you say that you'd been praying? Can't you tell the miracles occur? You think I'm not the man you prayed for, but I am here to bring the word that it's a miracle.
cosmic oil can herring. He's gonna collect on your karmic debt, 'cause you get what you pay for, and you pay for what you get, yeah.
Clothes up in a box. I changed the phone and I changed the locks. I'll be sitting here when she knocks, and I'll say hi, 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 babe. Well, you do look good to me, yeah. Hi, 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 hi. Who did you wish to see? I waited such a long time for you. You must have known what I was going through. Finally knew what I had to do. Singing hi, 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 babe. Good to me. Hi, 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 babe. Who did you wish to see? I changed my mind 90 times an hour as to hate you, love you. I guess there's nothing that I can do, and that's the most unkindest cut. So say you wanted to be free. I guess this was how it had to be. I'll just welcome you as you would me. Singing hi, 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 babe. Well, you do look good to me, yeah. Hi, 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 babe. Who did you wish to see?
You just heard Hi Hi Babe from 2001. It's a little known fact that Peter Tork, in December of 1967, played banjo on the George Harrison's film soundtrack, Wonderwall. That's right, folks. He's on the film, but not on the album.
This show has been brought to you by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They sell vinyl records, CDs and cassettes, movies, vintage toys, and retro video games. Nerd is the word.
This last song, taking you out on episode number 50 of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello radio show, is called Cuckoo, but sometimes mislabeled as Jack of Diamonds. It's from Torque's CD in 2006. Interesting story on this. I was talking to Peter in November of 2003 at the height of folk and bluegrass music interest, and I said, Peter, you've been doing this kind of music for decades. Why don't you put out a solo CD with Cuckoo on it? He said, I don't know. Why don't I? Well, his next CD had this song on it.
Was Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello radio show.